Coach's Insight continues on Care 93.7, talking ACCHS basketball. Opportunity to be joined by girls head coach Austin Eckert. It is brought to you by L&L Construction. Coach, your team's been on a tear. You carry that momentum from 21 into the 22 portion of the schedule. First game of the new year, Tuesday night, big win against Jeff County North, 62-33. Had to be pretty pleased with the time off over the holidays for your team to come out and kind of continue that momentum that you saw from the end of 21.
Yeah, I thought last night was a good start to the back half of our season. We took a lot of our time over Christmas break just to focus on us, focus on how to play great team basketball, offensively and defensively. And I thought last night, especially offensively, we played some of our best team basketball that I've been a part of as a coach here. And then, I mean, we still have a lot to work on defensively. But overall, I was very pleased with our effort.
Team right now sitting at 6-1. You're perfect in league play. How hard is it from a coaching perspective to keep the girls, you know, in the right mindset moving forward? You know, the challenges of them not getting complacent because they see a winning streak like this and maybe they take a step back, so to speak. How challenging is that to keep their minds right?
One of the words that we've focused on from the beginning of the season is being the most mature basketball team that we can possibly be. And part of that maturity is setting those goals, understanding how we're going to achieve those goals and making a plan for that journey to get to where we want to be. And I think right now we have a team full of leaders. We have several girls on our team that are stepping up in that leadership role. And I think that's helped keep our focus, helped us on the early part of our journey this year.
Yeah, just one of the many girls, obviously, who are playing really well for you. Addison Schletzbaum is our reigning athlete of the week. Of course, we had a little bit of time off with the sports kind of going away for those couple of weeks, but obviously she's been really good, and you've had multiple other bodies step up for you. Obviously, we're back into it. Really, the schedule is off and running again. You know, we're back into the mold, and of course we'll have some midseason tournaments coming up here before we know it. The next one up is Oskaloosa, a team searching for their first win of the year. What are the challenges on Friday night making that road trip?
I think it's just being mature and staying focused. We're going to focus on us over these next few days and continue to build on the successes that we've had. One thing that I'm really pleased about is our assist numbers are way up from last year. We're averaging close to 13 or 14 assists a night. And then last night we had four girls in double figures, another girl with 9 and another girl with 6. So we're just going to focus on playing great team basketball. And, you know, every night it seems like somebody's stepping up. Last night, Kenzie Bowerly, our freshman, that's seen quite a bit of playing time. She played really well. She had 12 points and 4 assists. I thought that was by far her best game so far. And then Jordan Kaplinger, she ended up with 11 points last night, hit 3 threes, and it was good to see her super excited, super confident, because she's a great shooter, and we're just going to continue to focus on us.
Yeah, sharing is caring, no doubt. When you have those type of assist numbers and you can get multiple girls, 3-4 girls at a time or each game into double figures, you certainly put yourself in a really good spot to win that ball game. Your team, 5 straight wins, 6-1 overall. You go to Oskaloosa on Friday night. That is ACCHS girls coach Austin Eckert joining us here, brought to you by L&L Construction. Coach, as always, we appreciate it. Good luck on Friday, and we will do it again next week.
All right, thank you, Brandon.